happy girl.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries, where we believe that all of us have to come to Jesus like the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Our highest priority is making God real in your life. Whether you are listening in our app, in your favorite podcasting app, or on our website at watwm.org, we invite you to sit down with us as we look to the scriptures to learn more about God and to strengthen your daily walk with Jesus Christ.
Living a life for Christ. She's a happy girl.
No matter what today may look like on the surface, this day and all its problems, opportunities, and its blessings were designed by God, and therefore must be good. Join us in this program, Nothing But Pink Skies for You, as Kim Miller of Woman at the Well Ministries takes us through Matthew 16:2, which says, "He answered and said unto them, When it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red."
Hello and welcome to this broadcast of Woman at the Well Ministries. And when we look at Matthew chapter 16 and verse 2, this verse has so many different meanings. And when you look at the verses that follow this, it discusses man's feeble attempt to be able to understand the greatness of God. And then if you take a more sort of deeper look into it, it kind of can tell us about the end of our lives. You know, at the evening time of our life and what awaits us. And that's where I'd like to kind of spend a little bit of time, not necessarily on the end of our life, but on the fact that every day that we spend with Christ is a day that we can expect goodness and greatness. You see, he daily loadeth us with his benefits, and we know that serving Christ leads to a home not made with hands, eternal into the heavens, that Christ himself has gone to prepare for us. We know that he went away to prepare a mansion for us, and that if he went away to prepare a mansion for us, that he would come again and receive us unto himself, because he told us so in John chapter 14. So we know that great things are waiting for us. In fact, it's interesting to me when the Bible tells us the same verse almost identically, certainly the same meaning, in multiple places. One of my favorite verses that I quote often in my work with the elderly at the assisted living home that I do chaplain work at is found in 1 Corinthians 2:9. And it says, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." And I love how it says we can't even imagine what God has in store for those that love him. And I used to look at that verse and think that it meant when I left this world and he called me home, and there's no doubt about it. We're walking on streets of gold there because the Bible tells us we are, as he told John on the Isle of Patmos and he saw a cross over into heaven. And here, that's our most precious element, but there it is only pavement. And I believe that that mansion that he has built for us is something that is beyond what our eyes could even understand. I believe living in a place where there's no sorrow, no sickness, no pain, no death is beyond what my comprehension can do. I believe standing by the water of life, by the river of life and the crystal sea, must be something amazing for us to do. I believe that where Jesus is the light and there cometh no night is incomprehensible of the greatness. And I believe standing face to face with Jesus, where our faith ends in sight, like we're told in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we no longer are looking through a glass dimly, but we can see him clearly as he is beyond my wildest expectations here, but is a promise I can bank on for there. I believe all of that is very much what the Lord is telling us in 1 Corinthians 2:9. But I believe it also has to do with what he has for me here. I told you I love it when verses show up in multiple places in the Bible. And in Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 4, we are given that very same verse, just slightly different wording. He says this: "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him." You see, there is joy in serving the Lord. And that joy isn't just for the other side. Because in Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11, we are given these words: "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, the Lord thinks about you." For he says, "For I know the thoughts the Lord, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." And so when we look at this verse in today's scripture in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 2, in light of all that we've read from the Old Testament and the New Testament alike, we can see that there's nothing but pink skies for you. You see, pink skies in the morning was a sailor's warning. But pink skies at night was the sailor's delight. And I want you to know that you have pink skies in your night. And I want you to think about that for a moment. Those fair skies, those pink skies that are waiting for you in the midst of the night, is the light of Christ who leads you and guides you and comforts you. You see, so often as Christians, we are berated for what we don't do. Oh, you don't do this, you don't do that. And they refer to the Word of God as just a list of commands of don'ts. And sometimes as Christians, we're caught off guard, or for whatever reason, we don't have the courage to stand up and say, no, it's not what the Word of God is. The Word of God is the greatest love letter that was ever written, from Genesis to Revelations. And in it, it contains the promises that God has given us through His Son Jesus, because we believe on Him and He has saved us from our sins. And because of that, I have a hope in Jesus Christ. And so the world may be falling apart around me, but I know that Jesus will take care of me. Things may look bleak for me at the moment, but I know that I've read the back of the book and I win, because Jesus said he will come again and receive me unto himself. And Jesus said that he would supply my every need. And Jesus said, I will be with you in the midst of the storm. In fact, he said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. And when they begin to come at you with, you can't do this and you can't do that, it's always amazed me that people just sort of shrink in. Because as people come to me telling me what the Bible says I cannot do, I am so filled with godly pride that the God of the universe, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, loves me so much that he wants to instruct me in a way so that I could get the most out of this life and enjoy eternity the way he intended. You see, because when he says, I know the plans that I have towards you, he thinks about me and he wants to give me an expected end. I think there's great comfort in knowing that my steps are ordered by the Lord, and that he has an understanding of exactly where I am and where I'm going, and he will lead me in the way that I should go. Because he said he came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. And it's that abundant life that Jesus gives to us that allows me to know that I've got pink skies in the night. It's not a dark and dreary night, but it is a bright and cheery, filled with hope and slathered with peace and covered in grace. That's what my days are. And every night, it's renewed. For my next morning will be great and glorious in Jesus. It may be raining on the outside, but there's never a need for it to rain on the inside. There should be no clouds that cover my heart, for they've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And that heart that's within me that belongs to Jesus, God's Son, is filled with his love. It's filled with his presence. It's filled with the knowledge of him from Genesis to Revelations. And he walks with me and he talks with me. So my days, the forecast is always sunny and bright. So why is it that many of us walk around downtrodden, downhearted? People see us, we look like we've been baptized face forward in pickle juice. That's not what the forecast says. The forecast, which was laid out by God's Son, revealed to you by the Holy Spirit, says that you're going to have pink skies because God's greatness awaits you. He has designed a wonderful life for you. He has planned a life full of blessings and love. Jesus loves you, this I know. The forecast for you is bright. How many of you are listening to so many other voices? Maybe even the voice in your head that says you can't make it, that says you're sad, that says you don't want to get out of bed today. Well, you need to stop. And you need to say, Satan, get thee behind me. And you need to call upon the Lord and have him to reveal for you again the forecast for your day. Because when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. So you've completed this day, and his presence has lit your way. And now, tomorrow will be great and glorious. For you have red skies tonight. It's time that we remember that eye hath not seen and ear hath not heard what the Lord has for them that wait on him. And he has a plan for you to prosper you and to give you a hope and an expected end. Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Thank you for joining us in today's podcast. You can visit the show notes for quotes from today's podcast and scripture references. We pray today has been a blessing, and we encourage you to reach out to us through our app, our website, or our Facebook page. You can find our app by searching for Woman at the Well Ministries in your app store or through our website at watwm.org. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/watwm. If you visit our website, you'll be able to subscribe to Bible Bits, a daily devotion written by Kim and delivered Monday through Friday by text message. Woman of the Well Ministries is a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving our Heavenly Father, and it is through your loving and generous support that our ministry continues to bless others. To learn how to partner with Woman at the Well Ministries, please visit our website. Thank you to the gospel group Fudge Creek for letting us use their hit song, Happy Girl. We greatly appreciate your prayers. We are praying daily for our listeners. Remember that God loves you. You are loved.
Happy girl, she's a happy girl, she's happy girl. Not that melancholy never comes to plague her soul. She just knows whatever happens, God is in control. She's a happy girl. Happy girl.